Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Oh,
he's trying to make you jealous.
Well, next week is my birthday, so you better say hello to me next week.
Yeah, I know. I'm so embarrassed. But the problem is the camera's on Steffi.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm a confused old fellow.
Good morning. Good morning, Charlie.
Much to Eve's chagrin, the name of the show is
Stephanie Miller.
Charlie Pierce.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Nice.
Drink your pee for a miracle cure.
Nice.
Extra.
Nice. Who referenced? Nice.
Charlie,
very nice.
You have covered
always
a lot of things in your years as a reporter.
You know, my lasting jealousy is the fact that you've actually met Roger Daltrey.
I have his email address.
Are you?
Tell him to send
impressed?
Me a card.
No. Are you impressed with my restraint that I didn't jump in and say who? I think you
I'm always Charlie... impressed by your restraint, especially in your romantic life, which is now your restraint is now going on decades.
It's remarkable. Charlie, in all your years of covering, did you ever think you brought it up as a joke? But okay. Anti-COVID vaccine police leader, Christopher Key, he's the one that has the new, he's telling people to drink their own urine. Mm-hmm. He said the antidote we have now, and we have tons and tons of research, is urine therapy. I go, okay, and I know to a lot of you this sounds crazy. No, not at all. But guys, God has given us everything we need. This has been around for centuries. Right, pee has been, but...
Yes, it has.
Drinking it... okay.
It's frowned upon.
When I tell you, please take this with a grain of salt. Well, it's already kind of salty, but okay.
Oh.
Now,
How do you know this?
He said, now drink urine. The vaccine is the worst bioweapon I've ever seen. I drink my own urine.
Okay. Thank you for sharing.
Chug,
thank you
chug.
For sharing, Reverend Keys.
How do you know pee is salty?
Well, it just seems like it would be. I don't know. Charlie, what is happening? We keep saying like
I don't know. You've lost control of the show. I told you.
That broke me. The drinking your own pee finally broke me. Yeah. I just okay.
Well, I think you made a good point earlier, which is what happened to all the other miracle cures.
Yep.
Thank you.
Now that we've gotten to this.
Right. Yes, exactly. Well, you know, and you and Brian Karam, obviously, are very favorite reporters, and we just had a great conversation. Your piece you wrote, so perfect, Charlie. It's just debunked. There's no such thing as debunked anymore. Fact is whatever enough people believe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's where we are. I asked Brian, are we ever going to have one set of facts again? And
no,
I guess not. I guess not.
I mean, not in my lifetime, I don't think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I mean, some of the stuff that gets put out there is so transparently ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You know, my father didn't spend 3 years in convoy duty in the North Atlantic in the 1940s dodging U-boats to have some guy from Indiana say we have to both sides the Nazis.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My father didn't both sides the Nazis.
Yeah.
Neither did the Germans.
Thank you. Thank you. My dad either. Nobody who served in World War II or is vaguely sane.
I was watching Judgment at Nuremberg the other night and thinking of your dad.
Thank you. Well, you are someone that thinks of the children, Charlie, and you said, you write, eventually, when we've raised a twisted generation of children who believe that Jesus and herd immunity are specifically mentioned in the Constitution, and who knows, they may well be by then, I sincerely hope that nobody succeeds in politics by expressing surprise that it all came to this. We older folks are the generation that's willing this into being. Blame us when we're gone. I mean, mm-hmm. I honestly, Charlie, you're right. I don't know how to fix it. When we are at drinking our own pee instead of taking a vaccine, when we have been here with polio and measles and smallpox and beat it every other time except now, we are really in the idiocracy.
And shingles, by the way, get that shingles vaccine.
Yes, yeah. I'm going to.
Because I got chicken pox when I was a sophomore in college, because my mother didn't know anything. I was, my girlfriend at the time's roommate came down with it. And of course I was spending a lot of time at their place. So I called my mother and I said, "Mom, did I have chicken pox when I was a kid? Because I honestly didn't remember." And she said, "Oh yeah, you had it when you were 8. Oh, great. So I go over there and I spend more time, you know, making whoopee and so forth.
Yeah.
And like 3 days later, I'm got chicken pox. So I call my mother and I say, "Hey, Mom, about these chicken pox I have." And she goes, "Yeah, I thought about it. And then I realized I was thinking of the German measles."
Oh,
thanks, Mom.
Wow.
The next day I go to, wait, no, it gets better. The next day I go to the health services at Marquette University and report myself, basically. And the county of Milwaukee sends a guy up and he pounds a quarantine notice on my dormitory door.
Oh, no.
So for a week, I had to, like, they gave me a bell. So I was coming down
shame.
The hallway.
Shame.
You know, I would use the common bathroom and take a shower. And I gave it to a guy on the floor anyway.
Oh,
and
no.
It was the guy, and it was the guy who ran away every time he saw me. And the denouement is at my 25th class reunion, I finally got a picture taken of my girlfriend's roommate, me, and the guy I gave it to. I got a photo of the three of them.
I think you just told that whole story to make Jody jealous about your girlfriend. But okay, I see you, Charlie. Charlie Pierce.
No, I mean, I'm, because parents don't remember.
No,
and shingles is nothing to laugh at. Get that shot.
Okay, yeah, I will.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Yeah, you just said somebody once wrote in a book, fact is that which enough people believe in. Truth is determined by how fervently they believe it. And you talked about the Yahoo from Indiana that we are, you know, as we said, both sides being Nazis. I mean, Nazis bad. Something else we can't agree on anymore.
And the guy has allegedly walked back his comments. But if you read his walk back, it's terrible.
Yeah, right. Right.
She doesn't want to. He doesn't want teachers expressing an opinion on political ideas.
Right.
Come on. We can all agree on the Nazis.
Can't we?
Apparently not. I mean, really.
Charlie, I keep asking this. Why do reporters not ask more of these politicians, the anti-vax, the Republicans, how is this different than every other disease we have eradicated with vaccine in America that your kids have to be vaccinated for? How is this different? Why are you fighting this?
I think the answer you'll get is that Anthony Fauci conspired with the Chinese army to create a super virus.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, there'll be some kind of squidding that gets immersed, that gets emitted while a guy, you know, while whoever it is runs away.
Well, and it's like your piece on insurrection, on overthrowing the United States government. You said, of course, Joe Biden's speech was political. January 6th saw political violence with a political goal. Was the speech divisive? God, I hope so. Mm-hmm. There should be a division between democratic self-government and the violence of a mob. You said Thursday was the day Joe Biden became president, to borrow a phrase. He became president when he called out his predecessor for the threat to American Republic that he continues to be. Just as important, he arranged the political party from which this presidential thuggery emerged. I mean, yes. And you say
that's the important part. Yeah. That's the important part, by the way, is that, you know, you cannot divorce the last 40 years of Republican politics from that president.
Yep.
I mean, there are a lot of people, including some that we purport to admire these days, who are trying to do that, and you can't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you really can't.
Well, and you said his speech was a challenge to people in my business and to all American citizens to take seriously the continuing peril to the Republic. I mean, I was saying about it, you can't believe the gasping clutch the pearls moment it was when Mike Rounds just said, Trump lost. Just like, what? Oh, no. What? I mean, it's just, it's.
And he went bananas.
Right.
I mean, even by, you know, Donald Trump standards.
Right.
I mean, it must be amazing down at Mar-a-Lago. He must just be wandering the halls like that guy in the Twilight Zone who's locked in the guy who's the devil who's locked in the cage, and the guy frees him and he walks mm-hmm. Walks through the hallways howling.
Yeah. 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 So, in fact, a lot of this stuff happening yesterday, you feel the walls closing in. I hope so, Charlie, with Georgia, that obviously it appears they
are. That was an interesting little tidbit that Dr. Maddow had last night. About Trump's lawyers having met with the Georgia prosecutors.
Yeah, yeah, which Glenn Kirshner said this morning, that's usually the last step before, you know, indictment, grand jury, whichever road they're going.
If he's going to be indicted in Georgia, his lawyers already know it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, presumably so does he.
Yeah.
Which I think Maddow's right in attributing that lunatic tweet he put out whatever.
Yeah.
What are we calling?
Even for tweet? Him, it was unhinged.
Statements from the 45th president of the United States.
Statement
from
the 45th
bum.
Here comes
president of the United States.
You.
Hooray! Gotta wait for Eric.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this other one, a district judge contradicted Trump attorney after he argued that presidents are entitled to immunity even if they are inciting a riot. Mm-mm. He heard pleadings in the three lawsuits that seek to hold Trump accountable for January 6th by invoking the Ku Klux Klan law. The lawsuits are being brought by two Democratic members of Congress and Capitol Police. The judge noted the qualifications for presidential immunity based on a functional approach. Mm-hmm. He said, what function was Trump performing by virtue of the various tweets on January 6th? His lawyer said Trump's immune from lawsuits regardless of statements he made. The judge asked, would you have me ignore what Trump said in his entirety? The Trump attorney said, yes, sir. He then claimed Trump's January 6th rally was in no way related to politics. The judge said that's not true, at least not according to the allegations. Then he also asserted that Trump enjoyed presidential immunity when he contacted Georgia officials about the election results. In a response, the lawyer told the judge, the Supreme Court has said presidents can be held liable for purely private actions, which that clearly was. Mm-hmm. Right, Charlie? I mean, he said Trump's speech qualified as a private action because he was advocating for his campaign, mm-hmm. not just election integrity in general. I don't see where he has a legal...
He wasn't challenging, like, the Senate votes or the House votes.
Right.
You know, he wasn't saying that, you know, that Marjorie Taylor Greene's election was dishonest.
Right.
Or laud.
Right. Yeah. No, exactly. Exactly. What's going to happen with Pence? Obviously, they're in a dance with January 6th committee. What do you think is happening?
I think Pence is going to testify eventually.
Okay.
He's got plans for the future, and he'll sense the way the wind is blowing, and he'll testify. I don't know what he'll say. I mean, he'll hide behind executive privilege, I'm sure. But I think he'll put in an appearance.
Wow. Yeah, well, that's what they're saying. But they're saying he wants the cover of a subpoena because he doesn't want to look like he's cooperating.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't want to. He still has, you know, God knows why. He still has presidential ambition.
Oh, that's so cute.
Which is completely ridiculous. But
I still think I'm going to get a Carol Burnett show.
Well, you can watch it on DVD. I'll give you the DVD package.
You know what? We can use one of the terraces out back as a stage. We can film it, and then you can watch it over and over again on your own TV.
Dad's got a barn.
It's just turning into an Andy Hardy movie.
Yeah. Exactly.
We can have the show right here.
We've got a barn.
A Mickey Rooney movie. Yes.
My uncle Mickey and Judy. My Uncle Goober can sell the costumes.
Exactly. Yay. And we can it's a leaky barn, but I've got a barn.
We can broadcast it only to you, Stephanie.
By the way, I get my Carol Burnett show fixed every night on MeTV.
Yes, you do. Yes. Yay.
Nice.
And sometimes I even get Carol Burnett chilling for her show on MeTV.
Yes, you do.
There's a whole Carol Burnett channel on Pluto TV. What? 24 hours a day of nothing but Carol Burnett shows.
Oh, good. That means another check.
You can pretend you're in Jody's childhood.
There you go.
Yes. My home movies are aired all the time.
All right, Charlie, say adieu to your lover.
Adieu, Jody. Have a good week.
You too, sir.
I'm sorry I confused you with the other woman.
Yeah, don't do that again, especially next week.
You have a giant MOOC name tag, so I don't misidentify you.
Bye, everybody. Have a good week.
Thanks, Charlie.
Goodbye.